In Arabic, the term Shia literally means a group or a follower. The term Shia is found in the Holy Quran several times in this meaning. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to one of the followers of Musa alayhi salam as one of his Shia. Elsewhere, Ibrahim alayhi salam is introduced as a Shia of Nuh alayhi salam. The term Sunni literally means to be affiliated to tradition. The term Sunni or Ahli Sunnah is not to be found anywhere in the Holy Quran. But the term Sunnah is found in the Holy Quran. Now the term Shia and the term Sunni also have a secondary or a technical meaning. The secondary meaning for Shia is not just a follower, but to believe the immediate successor to the Prophet, peace be upon him, was Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that he was divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will talk and prove this in our future lessons. The secondary meaning for Sunni, and what some claim, is that it means affiliated to tradition and of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But others claim that it means affiliated to the tradition and of the Khulafa, and not the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They argue these points to prove themselves. First, look at the calamity of Thursday. The authors of Sihah, books of Hadith, and the historians have detailed this event in their books and considered it as one of the true facts, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, desired to write a document that will protect the Muslims and believers from going astray. But the second Khalifa said, "The Book of Allah is sufficient for us." We will talk more in detail on this event in future lessons, but for now, it is clear that they are rejecting the Sunnah of the Prophet by denying him his rights. Secondly, in another narration, when they were choosing a third Khalifa or successor after the death of Umar, Abdurrahman ibn Auf went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, "We give allegiance to you if you follow the Book of Allah, the tradition of the Messenger of Allah, and the methods of Abu Bakr and Umar." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "I act based on the Book of Allah and the tradition of the Messenger of Allah only." He did not mention the methods of Abu Bakr and Umar. But when they asked Uthman, he agreed to all of the conditions, including the methods of Abu Bakr and Umar. Therefore, he became the third Khalifa. Now here it seems from this narration that there is a Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but also a Sunnah of Abu Bakr and Umar. So affiliated to the tradition of the Prophet also does not make sense here. In our last point, if we look through narrations and history books, we will see that some Khulafa have changed the Sunnah, i.e. traditions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to their own Sunnah. For example, the removal of Hayya ala khayril amal in the Adhan. This is not recited amongst Sunnis, which was a Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but rather it has been taken out by one of the Khulafa. Or the innovation of treating three divorces in one time, when this clearly was not practiced at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Or another innovation of where the Quran makes it obligatory to take two persons as a witness when one wants to give divorce. But we see that it was innovated by the Khalifa into where no witnesses are needed for the divorce. So most of these innovations, according to Sunnis, are called good innovations, and they have the permission to do so as they believe they were the successors of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Shia disagree to this and say that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the immediate successor of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and that no one has the authority to change the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him.